Lighting Candles by Starlight, after Launcia Smith and J.R.R. Tolkien. Through the gathering darkness, we carry this light in our fragile devices through lingering night, as we seek out the lonely, the lost, and the least, bringing hope and good news of the King's coming feast. But the winds of desire, deception, and death blow relentlessly, desperate to snuff out the breath and bright rhythms of beauty alive in each flame of the image of God and the song of His name. And before long, it seems that the darkness has won. As our flames are extinguished, we fall one by one into swallowing shadows and whispering lies. Left to groan with creation, we psalm to the skies. Like a shaft, clear and cold, a star pierces the clouds and reminds us of all that our hopelessness shrouds, that the shadow is only a small passing breach. There is light and high beauty surpassing its reach, a light swallowed by darkness, but not overcome, ever calling us forth to who we will become. So we gather together, our Savior in sight, lighting candles by starlight, defying the night. And we press on, inviting new travelers too, toward the city where God will make everything new, where we won't need the light of the stars or the sun, for the Lord is our dawn, and the war has been won.